You know, Michigan State is coming off of, an embarrassing, a terrible loss. It might have been the worst loss of Mark D'Antonio's career. I mean, you know, 25-point lead, and it kind of just all fades away. Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports, stepping into the studio now. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, it would have been kind of fun if the snowstorm came on Saturday, I suppose. But
how does Ann Arbor got 9 inches of snow yesterday, and it's not going over about 25 to 30 degrees the rest of the week? How do you clean 100,000 seats in that stadium to make that place?
You need a lot of hair dryers.
Yeah. Well, you know, Michigan and Michigan State usually never play in November. They always play in early October. It's a nice day. You can tailgate. You can cheap shot, cheap talk. The other guys at the tailgates. Now you're just trying to stay warm. But in all honesty, you know, in Lambeau Field and Green Bay, they're used to this, and they have a volunteer system, and they have all kinds of equipment to clean that stadium from snow. We usually don't get snow like this in November. So
ever.
My thought overnight was, how are they going to clean the stadium?
It's a good thought. Yeah, I did some checking. By the way, the average snowfall for November, 3.4 inches total for the month. We don't see a 3-inch snow event until December 15th on average. We got, what'd you say, 9 inches in Ann Arbor. They're triple the monthly average already. And tomorrow morning at this time, it'll be 5 degrees with wind.
Yeah. I mean, you can clean their artificial turf field. That's, you know, that's easy enough to do.
Sure.
But again, if you got 100,000 people, where does the snow go off those seats when you're not going to have the temperature go back up over freezing? I have not heard anything about that yet today, but it's early yet.
Now, Michigan seems to be playing better than they did earlier in the season, that's for sure. Michigan State, as I mentioned, and maybe the toughest loss of D'Antonio's tenure here at Michigan State. I mean, a big lead, and it
was a doozy.
It was a horrible game.
You know, I've been around here since 1840, seems like that. I don't remember a loss that bad. The 2006 Notre Dame game at night in the pouring rain here when State was up 37-21 in the fourth quarter. That was a John L. Smith year.
Yeah.
I stood on the sidelines absolutely ready to go because I'm still soaked. And then Brady Quinn and Jeff Samardzija brought Notre Dame back, and Drew Stanton threw an interception late, boom, 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 and all of a sudden Notre Dame won 40-37. But that was a good Notre Dame team. Illinois, to me, is still, you know, they're feeling their way. I mean, it's a good storyline that they've done what they've been able to do to get themselves into a winning record. But what I claim, you had to have 12 to 13 plays go exactly the way they went, or in any one of those 13 plays wouldn't have gone that way, Illinois would have lost. But that's the way it worked.
Yeah, including the touchdown pass with 5 seconds ago. So Michigan, what, a 12-point favorite coming in?
No, it's even higher than that. No, it's basically 2 touchdowns. That's
right.
Basically what's going to be all week.
All right, but then you haven't been here in a while. I still don't think Michigan, with whatever improvements they've made, you know, and they came close against Penn State. Maybe, you know, had a bid in that game, played pretty well, crushed Notre Dame. They can't play with Ohio State. Who can? I mean, fair.
Well, I haven't gone that far yet. I still think Ohio State has 2 brutally tough games to play at the end of the year. I mean, everybody's in love with them. I understand that. They'll have a rough, 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 rough game this Saturday at Rutgers, right? But they got to close with Penn State and Michigan on the road. And, you know, I've just seen it too many times where when you go on a road in a rivalry game, especially like that, and the home team's the underdog, I mean, if you go by X's and O's, you'd probably say it's Ohio State. But are they going to have everybody healthy? Are they going to get through 2 games healthy? Are they going to have the defensive end back who's suspended? I mean, I think by the time you get to the end of the month, all that stuff's going to come into play. I mean, I guess I'd pick Ohio State, but
sure.
I don't. You know, let's wait till that week and see where everybody stands.
You're allowed to change your comment on that. The LSU-Alabama game.
That's what I watched because the Illinois-Michigan State game was over.
Right. The LSU-Alabama, what a great game that turned out to be.
That looked like an NFL game to me. No bad players on the field.
No.
All those players are thinking of an NFL career. I'm talking 22 for LSU and 22 for Alabama plus the kickers. It was a great game. Those, to me, are the 2 best teams. There are not many guys like this LSU quarterback, Joe Burrow, who to me is a runaway Heisman Trophy winner, who can go into Alabama Stadium and hang 46 on them.
Yeah, and one last thing for today. I'd be remiss if I didn't make a comment about Charles Rogers.
He was as good an athlete as I ever saw play at Michigan State, certainly in football. I mean, the obvious story about him was he had demons. You know, I mean, he had issues on and off the field. They're well documented. He had, you know, as I understand it, some liver and cancer issues that were an issue for him the last few years of his life. And, you know, while there has been no official word per se, everybody who followed him relatively knew that. If he hadn't gotten injured in the NFL, who knows if those problems he had off the field would have somehow been underneath the radar so he still could have played for the, he only played 15 games for the Lions.
Right.
But as a high school player in Saginaw in those 2 years at Michigan State, man, he was pretty good.
Well, he scored in 13 consecutive games, was an NCAA record at the time for a touchdown. I think he set the Michigan State record for touchdown catches as well.
He got 27. He didn't play on a very good team. The two teams at Michigan, well, I mean, the second team he played on in 2002, Michigan beat him 49-3, and Bobby Williams got fired after that, and he had the number two player in the draft. But I think, you know, I mean, I just think Charles had some other issues.
And
I just think that they compromised what would have been perhaps a great career had he been able to stay healthy and deal with the fame and the ability that he had, and that was tough for him to do.
I think that's what we refer to as a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
I mean
it's obviously a tragedy,
right.
No question about
it. All the talent in the world.
Yep.
But if you've got a defect like that, all the talent in the world, it doesn't mean a damn thing.
I
mean,
I think the Michigan State coaches, in my memory, and I did Bobby Williams television, I remember telling Bobby, you got to get, if you want to keep this job, you got to get this guy to play more for you as a team member and not just a guy playing for the draft. I remember telling him that. But like I say, obviously in hindsight, it's too bad.
So it goes. Charles Rogers. Tim Stout, Dean of Sports, thank you so much as always for being here.
Have a great day.
It's mid-January out there, I believe. Oh, good Lord. It's 5 degrees tomorrow, a little wind. Tim loves that. He puts his Corvette out there, spins it around. Some final thoughts here on the program in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.